town is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
September 24th, 2023, this is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, call in every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at 641-793-2531, or go on your computer to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click the little green arrow, and you'll hear live The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, is everyone ready for the zombie apocalypse? October 4th or October 11th, when the deep state will be testing the EBS? You know, with roving mobs of flesh-eating humans? When the 5G will activate the nanoparticles from the vaccine in their bodies and they'll start chewing up humans? Well, maybe it'll happen. But just know this, it's already been paid for with your tax dollars, just in case you were not aware of that. It's in the plans. Or will it be World War III? With North Korea, you know, already has been threatening to a nuclear strike if the deep state doesn't get out of Asia, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan. If they don't get out of there, then Kim Jong-un is going to strike with nuclear weapons with his submarine. I'll have more about that story later on in the show. Or will it be a new pandemic? Plandemic? With the Marburg virus that has already been made, it's already in the nanoparticles. You know, they already have a vaccine for it. Do you think people are going to be so stupid and get more boosters for that? Or do you think people are going to avoid the shots? Well, I think some will probably get it, but they're not successful with that one. Or will it be another fake alien invasion just a week before Halloween, where the skies will be filled with Project Bluebeam hologram three-dimensional images while deep state craft fly around with direct energy beam weapons destroying houses and towns? Sound familiar? Just remember what happened in Hawaii last month. Or maybe it'd be a sampling of all of the above. There's enough proof that the deep state is planning all these scenarios designed to scare us to death with all their theatrics. So be aware about what they want to put Johnny and they want to pull. All kinds of people are texting me. And I want to see what they're saying. Well, let's see. One is saying, you get a chance, it's not working. Freedomslips.org. All right, well, you can always call in on the line. And let's see what this other person says. Well, more people. Maybe I'm over the target again. Well, like I said, there's enough proof the deep state's planning all these scenarios designed to scare us to death with their theatrics. So just be aware they want to pull all this if they ever get a chance. Dr. Johnny's advice is just turn off your TV, and when they call martial law and do the EBS, just stay in your house for a few days or a week. And it'd be over just as fast as it was started. This is what Dr. Johnny will do. I'm just going to go out in my yard and talk to the horses and live another day. Because the horses make more sense than most humans do. I get along with them great. And I was listening to my buddy Jarrett Rand the other day. He gets it. I was talking to my Navy contact in Pensacola, who's in JAG, of course, he gets it. And I put some things together to kind of show you what's going on today, because many people have asked me, where are we right at the moment? What's going on? And honestly, there are only a few out there who really, really know. And I wanted to pass on some information about where we are right now in the country. And now understand, about 99% of the information you are listening out there on the TV and the internet is pure bull feathers. It's all sensationalized so much that you're not really getting the truth about anything. And if it's not true, some of it is hopium, and some of it is fear porn, and the result is it keeps people confused. That's the name of the game, confusion. And Dr. Johnny's not confused, not even one little bit. Now, I was gone last weekend. I couldn't make that Sunday show because I was making speeches in Las Vegas at a biomed expo. They had a medical conference there with some natural doctors, and it was impossible for me to do last week's show, so I apologize. But I really appreciate all you calling and emailing me your support while I was gone. So, you know, what is the hopium truth and what is the fear porn truth? They're both out there because there's a lot of stuff that's pretty creepy, yes. There are good things going on and there are creepy bad things going on. The reality is there are only 7 people in the world that know exactly what is going on, and specifically about 3 of them are really knowing what's moving, shuffling, and who's pulling the strings to bring things in and bring us into this great awakening world. I do know a couple of them. Like I said, I took notes, but most people have no idea because everything's so compartmentalized with the chain of command and getting the QFS going, which is, you know, the new financial system. The QFS is the quantum financial system in place for everyone. And that is how we finish this process. This is all about getting the money in back to the people, folks. This is what this is all about. The vaccines, everything is to keep us from getting back our sovereign right, where we have no taxes, where we have no, you know, where a lot of money is going to be coming back to us in this great awakening world. I kid you not. So the biggest hurdle to make all that happen is the corruption, because you cannot move money conventionally anymore. You would not move it with banks in this country because there are so many corrupt thieves. So you have to go outside the country and you would pick a large bank to facilitate large transfers. You have to do it in a way to keep the bad guys from getting their grimy little hands on it. And there have been allotments given to many countries so far that's in massive amounts. All the countries that have joined in on this Nasara-Jasara plan already have their proceeds, and most of it is inert. They can't touch it right now, but it's sitting there. But none of this has not been processed yet because there's so many snakes in the grass, and fortunately they are being eliminated. However, the accounts are ready to go. But I just want you to know that there is a group of people that are seriously, seriously, highly committed to restoring the Constitutional Republic. They are seriously and highly committed to working 24/7 to restoring our Constitutional Republic, and they are thorough thorough, true and true, true patriots. They want this for the people. We have been a slave population for over 160 years because we were taken over by a corrupt corporation and they implemented their version of the Constitution. This kind of pulling the wool over everybody's eyes. This has been since 1860 and 1871. There was a reformation of the Republic of this country. Now, we really can't say the United States, because they're not really united, let's face it. But the states are going through this massive laundering and cleansing process. They're not united, but in reality, right now, all the states are going through this municipalizing process. You see, you got to go back a little bit. When the Union won the conflict, that's the Civil War, okay, back in 1865. So just know that that's when the big break came. Okay, because the Confederacy said, hey, we're not going to be part of this taxation that you guys are doing in the Union. We're not going to be a part of it. We're not going to pay those taxes, this tax and that tax. And so the Union and the Northern industrial states said, well, you got to. And the Confederate states in the South refused. And they said, well, we're not going to do it. You're not going to make us do it. You're just going to have to fight us. We refuse to do it. So the real history that you were never told was the Southern states said they were not going to pay the Union taxes because the South wanted to preserve the Constitutional Republic. The South wanted to preserve the Constitutional Republic. The Northern industrial states were taken over by deep state bankers, and they rewrote the Constitution in the North, and the South refused to be a part of that. So after the conflict, after the Civil War, then the Union came in and took over everything. In the South, they said the carpetbaggers ruined it, which they did. They took over a lot of businesses and banks, and basically what happened to the Northern states is exactly what happened in the Southern states, because fooling everybody, they said that, oh, we're united and all one union, and it's all those service providers in the Northern states that were servicing all us. In other words, they fleeced everything in the South and took over to unite the Union, to unite the United States. So those servicing operations that were going on, they basically left their posts and they went over to the corporation and they became corporate entities. This is when the big shift happened. So today you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, which is another scam to get all your money, just another way to tax you. All these taxes began after the Civil War, tax for the birth, you get a birth certificate, you have to pay for that. It's a scam. A marriage certificate, you got to pay for that. It's all a scam. Anywhere they could get it. So, today you have to, your car, your tag, your driver's license, you have to pay for every bit of that. It wasn't like that before. All these departments were created as corporations to scam the American citizens. And that all started after the Civil War, and especially after 1871, and especially after 1913, it really got bad. So they all committed treason against the American people. All these corporate entities and servicing agents started working for the state. They breached their contract. They breached the original agreement with the American people. This happened a long time ago, and it's been going on ever since. They all became part of the take. And the take was set up like this. You have a central hub, the fake government, in the District of Columbia, and they are not operating as the people's government. That District of Columbia, they are a foreign entity on our soil. It's 10 square mile radius of authority. That's all they were given. But they took over everything, every department, every state in the United States. Well, you can see all that has happened since. Since this foreign entity with all its satanic symbols and layout of the 10 square miles, you know, where they drew a pentagram in the design, you know, you got the Pentagon, you got the Washington Monument, which is a big phallus, which is like part of the deep state symbols. And this 10 square mile radius claimed itself to be the government of the people, but it was all a lie. And ever since then, it's been a lie. And to this day, it remains a lie of this corporation of the United States of America. So they did a little card shuffle and ended up being a corporation running the whole country. They were convincing the American people that they were a republic, but we were not. That is why the word democracy is used so much. And seriously, folks, the country is not a democracy. This country has always been a republic, but that has never been enforced. Ever since the Civil War, we lost the republic. We had it for a little while in the South, and the republic was extinguished in the North as the Union because the bankers took over, and it held on for a little while in the South, but then after the Civil War, that was lost. And it all just went by the wayside, but that's changing. Today, things are happening. So you look at these different states that all have been laundering money. I'm talking about all 50 states. You just name one, Illinois, Arizona, whatever, California. They've all been laundering money through Washington, D.C., trillions of dollars. And this has been going on a long time. So the states are criminal agencies in collusion with a foreign entity on the American soil. That's the exactness of it. It's a proven fact that the Federal Reserve and other agencies in Washington, D.C. are criminal agencies in collusion with a foreign satanic corporate entity on American soil. And they are literally bribed the states to join them. This is why we are not a United States. This is why that is a corporation. Yes, they are called the United States of America when we were a republic, but over a century and a half, that's fallen by the wayside. It's more like the United Snakes of America with a forked tongue. So these thieves have been operating in this country, stripping and raping the American people state by state, filtering it all back to Washington, D.C. to build up their coffers. But in reality, none of these states are hurting financially, people. I can promise you that. They say, oh, we're hurting. Oh, no. No, they're not in debt. Even though they say they're broke, that's a lie. They have a plethora of wealth stored away. Where did they get it? They stole it from the American people. That's where they got it. They stole it. Now understand, this was known over 6 years ago, really 12 years ago, but it took a process to get it fixed. And it's not easy, so you can't just use the civilian route because you'd run into problems of others trying to get your money. Can you imagine the money taken state by state? It's astronomical, in the trillions of dollars, each state. Have you ever noticed most states don't do improvements of infrastructure? However, our roads and bridges are all wearing down. It's really obvious. Some states do more than others, but most states really don't do enough. How do you route all of this out without interference? How are you going to do it? You got such a corporate corrupt structure of this country that when you expose or start tampering with anything of large substantial value and show, hey, this is not, you know, legitimate. Look what happened here. Boy, you get all kinds of attacks, don't you? All you got to do is start speaking the truth like Dr. Johnny. You get all kinds of attacks from all angles. I had all these messages just now. Well, in order to avoid the attacks, in order to get the job done, to get our republic back, you know, you have to do it in a special way. So what do? You use a bank that's outside the country, and you use the military to transfer in different ways massive amounts of wealth, and then no one can intervene. You would not dare intervene with the military because it's not true to banks, so to speak. It's a military thing. So you know how the military keeps everything pretty compartmentalized and everything. But this is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. I told you on my show several years ago that they had gotten over 650 plane loads of gold from underneath the Vatican. That's been redistributed around the world. And Fort Knox has been filled back with gold again. For a long time, Fort Knox was empty. These bankers, these Satanists took all that gold. But now Fort Knox is got gold again, and it's being guarded by the White Hat military. Now, I'm just telling you, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Because it takes money to get things going, right? Everybody agrees with that. So you have to have money that's away or outside of the satanic black hat people, so they don't really know what's going on. And that's what's been going on for the last 6, 10, 8 years. But you see, the American people really don't know about all this, do they? You haven't heard any of this, right? I've been saying more on my show than most anybody else. So when I said only 3 to 7 people in the world really know what's going on, well, I know one or two of them. And they told me to start bringing more and more of this out. So I've been trying to do that with my show. Each show I've been bringing up more little pieces of the puzzle that's going on behind the scenes, shall we say, with the White Hats. Now, just know that the American people are debt-free and always have been. We're talking about the debt that's been incurred by corrupt structures in this country, mainly Washington, D.C., you know, like the IRS, how you're paying taxes and all that. And also the states. You got state taxes. You got sales taxes. You got taxes on just about every, you know, capital gains taxes. Just everywhere you turn around, there's taxes all over the place. That's been the deep state criminals putting all that and stealing it from you. That have caused debt load that has already been eliminated. They say, what is it, $31 trillion? Well, that's all been eliminated over 6 years ago. That's all been paid off. The country has no debt. I'll repeat, the country, the United States, the Republic of the United States of America has no debt. All of them talking about raising the debt ceiling above the $33 trillion and interest rates, et cetera, it's all lies. It's all a game to convince the American people that everything is operating as usual, but just know America is free and clear of debt. It's all been paid off. You can thank the Donald J. Trump for that. You can thank the Donald J. Trump for putting gold back in Fort Knox. You can thank Donald Trump for a lot of things, but I digress. But you would not know it, would you? Many of you don't believe me, but there is no debt. And I don't care if you believe me or not. I'm not out to win any popularity contests. I really don't care. This show is only for my patients and my students. That's what this show is about. If you're here as one of my listeners, that's fine. And you don't believe it, that's fine. But I'm going to bring more and more of what's really going on out on my show that you won't hear anywhere else. And just know things have been happening at breakneck speeds behind the scenes. I mean, the throttle is pedal to the metal for the last 6 years, and it's increasing. Heavy duty, it's accelerating. And you got to do it in a way to assure the fact that you're not going to be messed with in order to carry out the transactions that benefit the people of this country that are making the big difference to bring in this new great awakening world that we're coming into. You may not know it, but this is an ongoing process, and we are winning. We are winning by spades. We're winning. So getting down to specifics, the White Hat military is on the case. What does that mean? Well, lately, criminals like General Mark Milley, the big media maggot, magnate, tycoon, Rupert Murdoch, Michael Bloomberg, you've all heard him, they've all resigned. Oh, yeah. Mark Milley, Rupert Murdoch, you know, the owner of Fox News, and Michael Bloomberg have all resigned. Even Jill Biden, you know, Hunter Biden's mother, has tested positive for the COVID, and she's in isolation. Well, let's just say, you know, when somebody resigns, it's real big like that, or someone's testing positive for COVID and in isolation. Let's just say they're cooperating with the White Hats is an understatement. The Clinton Foundation, BlackRock, and the Pope, you know, the fake Pope, are all meeting in Ukraine, but they will either be arrested or eliminated very soon, if not already. I think they may have already gotten most of them, but anyway, you know, the U.S. Marines and the Russian Special Forces, the Spetsnaz, Russian Special Forces, the U.S. Marines are working together. And also, Justin Trudeau, you know, the Canadian military is on his case. He's soon will be arrested if he hadn't already, because the American military have had enough of him. On all fronts, the military has taken over and taken on the fact that they played a part in 400 1,000 missing children from our country each and every year is incentive enough for the White House military worldwide to move in on them. And they are moving in. Case in point, United States Navy SEALs on Thursday found 15 missing Maui children imprisoned in padlock cages lined with piddle pads at a warehouse on Pier 51 in Honolulu Harbor, but repatriating them with their families has proven problematic, my source in General Eric Smith's office revealed. Since mid-August, the White Hat Coalition has skirmished with regime forces, Black Hat regime forces, while searching for the 1,500 missing children in Hawaii whose parents had not been re-enrolled, the parents didn't re-enroll them in school in 2023, and then they had the big direct energy beam weapon to level their houses and burn everybody up. Even though many attended schools that survived the fires or were distant enough to avoid damage, my sources believe that FEMA and the regime's unlawful joint task force, 5-0 led by General Charles Flynn, murdered many of the missing, evidenced by the bodies found in mass graves, but do not believe that Biden's forces gunned down or took flamethrowers to all 1,500 children because they want those kids. They bring high dollars and they get their adrenochrome and drain their blood and they eat them because they're all criminal, satanic. I don't know what you call them. I don't consider these people human. But at any rate, the White Hats rescued 15 of the children and are on to rescuing more. They were in a locker on Pier 51 at the Honolulu Harbor. Well, the federal government and its militia allies refuted claims that children in Maui went missing, saying they either left Hawaii or registered for distance learning due to an emerging strain of COVID, which is all a lie. My source said that is implausible, implausible excuse for U.S. Marines at Lahaina had intervened credible residents who witnessed federal agents stuffing kids into buses and driving them to destinations unknown. They're kidnapping children. Whenever there's a loose kid, they grab them and take them. My source said our people got intel from locals and Lahaina Underground residents that didn't flee and want Governor Green and the cabal ejected from the island. Our purpose is threefold, my White Hat source said. Expel or destroy Biden's occupying forces, aid relief efforts, and find the children. So the deep state is not going to get Lahaina. It's not going to get Maui, folks. I'll repeat, according to my JAG and special forces in the Marine Camp Pendleton, they said that Biden's occupying forces are going to be expelled. They're going to help with relief efforts, and they're going to find those children. He added that Marine reconnaissance platoons in and around Lahaina heard rumors suggesting the feds had ferried or flown kidnapped kids from Maui to Oahu, ostensibly to sell to child slavers or adrenochrome harvesters. The stories were too numerous and craven to dismiss as hearsay, so Marines forwarded the villagers' detailed accounts up the chain of command to General Smith's office in Camp Pendleton. General Smith was particularly interested in a story that surfaced the previous day, originating from Lahani, a woman claiming to have overheard a conversation in which federal goons and the JTF 5150 personnel discussed nefarious plan to sneak a dozen children they had hidden in Maui to a safe house at Honolulu docks in Oahu. She listened only a fragment of the conversation before fleeing for fear of her life or being captured or killed. My source said that General Smith contacted U.S. Naval Special Warfare Command allies who activated a SEAL team to investigate the terrifying tale. The SEAL team's leader said the frogman would leave at once for Hawaii, but expressed concern that the children might be gone by the time they had eyes on Honolulu Harbor, as intel would be over a day old. The Navy SEAL team ordered the SEAL team to check piers 39 to 51, where container ships routinely berthed in nearby buildings for signs of missing children. An Osprey on alert at Marine Corps Base Hawaii stood and awaited requests for extraction. The SEAL team arrived in Honolulu Thursday night and scoured several shipless piers and structures before abruptly stopping outside a storage building that smelled like ammonia. It held only fish packed in ice. Undeterred, the SEALs continued their rudderless search, finding at 3 a.m. a warehouse guarded by three men clad in tactical gear and touting automatic rifles. Cloaked in the shadows, the SEAL team deployed parabolic microphones and infrared scanners while aiming silenced rifles at the quarry downrange. The guards were mumbling amongst themselves about their frustration of, you know, being paid a pittance to work the graveyard shift, and the infrared guns picked up and revealed multiple heat blooms inside the warehouse. They found the kids. They couldn't tell the number of warm bodies in there, but just clusters of temperature gradients. The probability of employees working a dark warehouse at 3 in the morning was about zero, my source said. A few SEALs separated into a sniper team and scaled an access ladder to the rooftop of a nearby maintenance building. They set up overwatch while oblivious sentries ambled about, their faces lit by flood lamps illuminating the facade. The SEAL commander said he wanted one alive if possible. Don't kill them all, he said. The sniper made a silent shot. A sentry's head exploded like a tomato. Went everywhere. One guy said, "F this! Let's get inside!" A different sentry reportedly shouted, but his comrade across the platform, his boots thudded like hooves, and ran directly into the SEAL commander, who maneuvered in the darkness as guided by inner sonar, sending and locating his prey. The SEAL commander subdued the sentry with a single punch in the kidney. A third guard was struggling to open the warehouse doors when a SEAL bullet struck his neck, killing him. Once inside the warehouse, the SEALs saw the unimaginable: sedated children, some covered in their own urine and feces, locked inside cages barely enough to fit a dog. Not one child made a peep. They silently stared through wire mesh as if in a hypnotic trance. In all, the warehouse held about 15 young children imprisoned in filth. The lead SEAL keyed the microphone. We need extraction as soon as possible, ASAP. It could get hot. Two enemy KIs, one alive, 15 kids. We need medical. Airborne in 2 minutes, came the reply. The Osprey went into the air, hovered at the edge of Pier 51B, and lowered its to the ramp. The SEAL carried the children, limp bodies, and unconscious prisoner aboard the plane and then instructed the pilots to leave immediately. The Marine Corps Base Hawaii staff treated the 8 boys and 7 girls for acute propofol and potential sedative and intoxication. Blood work also showed traces of haloperidol, an antipsychotic medication for schizophrenia to keep them calm. The prisoner identified as Ira Shackley, an employee of Academia, the private security firm formerly known as Blackwater, told interrogators he was hired to guard the exterior, had no idea who or what was inside. He was otherwise refused to answer questions, our source says. You know, what kind of people do this, folks? The deep state is an incubator of evil. It taints what it touches. Now we must find out if these kids' parents are out there somewhere or if they're among the missing or bodies have, you know, we've unearthed. Macroscopically, this seems insignificant. I mean, 15 kids out of 150 out of 1,500 unaccounted for. We won't stop until they're all found and accounted for, my source said. And like I said, I'll repeat that the Marines have committed to rid the island of deep state occupation. So the deep state isn't going to get Maui. But then, of course, going to the world events, we're going to talk about the North Koreans and Asian secret societies are saying that if the U.S. does not return to the American people and Japan to the Japanese people, and in October, if Taiwan's not returned to the Chinese people, they will take serious action in East Asia. The North Koreans have traded large amounts of artillery shells for state-of-the-art Russian submarine equipped with 10 intercontinental ballistic missiles, nuclear missiles. North Korean sources say they that they will disperse their population underground and into the countryside to prepare to annihilate Washington, D.C., New York, and Silicon Valley. Those are their targets. And the Americans in their occupation of Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea, they want America out of the Pacific. This will be accompanied by a mobilization of the Japanese, Taiwanese, and Chinese and Korean underworld, police, military, and non-compromised bureaucracy, sources say. So, the Yakuza, you know, that's the Japanese underground. And I think that the other one is the Black Spider Society. That's another one. I can't say the Japanese name. Yakuza is one of them. The Black Spider Society is another. And then the underworld in South Korea, they're all involved. And the White Hat, the White Dragon Society has given them a list. They've given them a list of vaccine pushers in Japan, Taiwan, and Korea. They said, here's your list. This is your hit list. Now, you know, these underworld people, they're horrible people. I mean, they like to kill. They like that. One group claims to be the original descendants of the samurai. You know, they They got tattoos all over them, and you know, they kill, they behead people with their samurais. They enjoy that. But, you know, in the past, they only do special hits for special occasions and try to do it and not get caught. But now they got the White Dragon Society paying them. The good guys are paying the underworld in Asia, in Japan and South Korea and some Chinese underworld people to do their, you know, to get first on their list. All these lists they're passing out are all these vaccine pushers. So, and believe me, the underworld is happy to do that. They're sick of the Rothschilds. They're sick of the underworld. The underworld is sick of the deep state. They hate them. That is the big change that's happened in the last 6 months. In all of Asia, they are sick of the deep state because they've seen what they've done. They've seen what they do with the jab, how many people that's killed, and they've seen what they're doing with all their drugs. See, these people are assassins, and now they've got new hit lists from the good guys. Hey, you know, here's some money. Here's the list. And so just know that the world is heading for some big showdown coming this October, folks. It's like I said, it's accelerating. You heard me earlier in this show. It's accelerating. So you got the whole underworld eliminating the black hats in Japan, in Taiwan, and in South Korea. They're happy to do it. I tell you what, one of my friends said, I think it's some gay guy I know, he said, yeah, karma's a bitch. Well, that's right, because these vaccine people, the head ones all over Asia, they're going to get bumped off. Yes, the world's headed for some sort of showdown as a failed United Nations gathers this week for another irrelevant General Assembly meeting. You know, they had the leaders of five permanent members of the Security Council to attend, as well as the fake Joe Biden. The UN failed to achieve its goal of the 2000 goal in ending poverty and stopping environmental destruction, and is failing to meet the same goals and moving past the goal past to 2030, so this 2030 is their new goal, and to understand what the United Nations really means and what it really represents, it's all about the 666 to, you can see one of their buildings is made in that design with 666. No wonder the world is now watching the entire Khazarian Mafia-dominated post-world order come into a collapse and its leadership to face war crime tribunals. Even the fake U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was forced to admit, we are experiencing now what is more than a test of the post-Cold War order. It's the end of it, he says. Well, in one way, he's saying we're losing, in so many words. That's why all sorts of intrigue is going on under the surface as the battle to replace the Khazarian Mafia intensifies. One very interesting such incident was the temporary arrest of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in India at last week's G20 meeting. India drug-sniffing dogs detected large amounts of illegal drugs, not just one, not just two, but several. So he had cocaine, he had, you know, meth, he had all kinds of stuff. And the Indian police held him up for a while. They can't arrest a prime minister, but they held up the plane, and according to Canadian Security Intelligence Services, they held up the plane for a couple of days. Indian authorities admit the drug bust was just a pretext because their real concern was Trudeau's installment of the clandestine terrorist reporter Jagmeet Singh and his foot soldiers, India and his supporters, i.e. 90% of the world, will not cut off all ties with Canada until Justin Trudeau and Singh are brought to account for their crimes. The official story is Trudeau's plane was delayed due to unspecified mechanical issues. It was a drug bust, folks. Then, in a supposed unrelated development, Canada has announced it would postpone an October trade mission to India in the midst of strained relations between the two countries. Well, let's face it, you know, when you're a cocaine addict and you take away your coke, you get a little agitated, you get a little antsy, and they took away all Justin Trudeau's drugs, so he was agitated and antsy the whole time, couldn't wait to get back home or get out of India. The truth is, Canada, under Satanist Trudeau regime, has now become an international pariah, as India columnist Jahid Dada notes. Justin Trudeau is a mascot of everything that is wrong with the world today. Quote, unquote. Among other things, Trudeau is now one of the top drug money laundering agents in the world. He also killed his brother to get into power, but then again, I digress. Since Trudeau shut down heroin production in Afghanistan, since the Taliban shut down heroin production in Afghanistan, it's now shifted to Iraq, and the drug money is being laundered through Canada via Ukraine, officials say. I'll have more details after these messages.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hey, check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids, dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny is your host, bringing you the truth about our world and the tools to help you survive and thrive. I was just talking about Justin Trudeau, and, you know, all the videos and visuals you're seeing are mostly CGI, and, the reason he's not allowed to go out or doesn't go out in public very much is it's not safe. He'll be executed for war crimes. He doesn't dare show his face, you know, along with his boss, Klaus Schwab, and Satanist others. Although their demise is inevitable, the month of October will be key to making this all happen sooner than later. The reason, of course, is the U.S. corporation is again facing a bankruptcy as the September 30th fiscal year end approaches. With 1 month left to go, deficit for the fiscal 2023 now stands at 1.5 trillion. No source of funding has been found for this so far. This is especially true following the failure of a major push by the P2 Freemasons to convince China to fork out the money. That's all failed. U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Rahm Emanuel, boy, he's another one. That's a real jewel. And his fellow Satanists thought the Khazarian Mafia would pull off another Obama con job on the Chinese by offering Kamala Harris as a brown-skinned female slave president for the U.S. corporation. that past Friday, he posted on Twitter, which is now X, claiming that Chinese Defense Minister Glenn Shangfu Li had not appeared at a scheduled meeting with the Singaporean Chief of Navy because Minister Ki Gang was fired because he had an inappropriate relationship with a Hong Kong reporter who she was believed to be a MI6 asset. Well, he's not living anymore, and I guarantee you that that pretty Hong Kong reporter is still alive. And of course, he was ordered to write a letter of contrition that may be eventually rehabilitated, you know, and General Lee was fired to take responsibility for the disorder at the People's Liberation Army Rocket Force. Emmanuel was freaking out. He didn't get his money because Lee was supposed to sign. He was supposed to sign over gold-backed bonds that would have provided enough money to keep the U.S. corporation going until 2025, by which time they hoped to start an all-out nuclear war in order to get out of debt, according to Chinese intelligence sources. The deal had been in the works since March, and the plan was to bribe the Chinese with $1.5 trillion or so with the intention of giving each and every Chinese person $1,000. This was to help overcome economic troubles caused by the collapsing real estate sector in China. China's hurting, folks. But instead, Chinese President Xi Jinping arrested Li alongside 200 other People's Liberation Army Rocket Force associates, and this prevented nuclear war, my sources revealed. They also added there's no money in China these days because of the real estate crisis, and that is causing a political instability. Oh, well, boo-hoo. This is perfect timing. Nevertheless, the Chinese know they need to undertake painful structural reforms and not try to paper over the problem with funny money. The failure of this bond deal is followed by multiple rounds of meetings in Malta on Saturday and Sunday between senior Chinese and U.S. officials. Wang Yi, Director of Office of Foreign Affairs Commission of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, told U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, China's development has strong indigenous driving force and follows inevitable historical logic, and it cannot be stopped. So the Chinese aren't following the deep state's orders as much as before. As evidence of this group of 134 countries represent 80% of the world's population and over two-thirds of the United Nations votes, met in Havana, Cuba, September 15th and 16th, week to call for a comprehensive reform of the international financial architecture and more inclusive, coordinated approach to global financial governance. I love it. At the meeting, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez noted Coca-Cola spends more money on advertising than International Monetary Fund does to support least developed countries and other low-income countries. He adds that an international financial architecture that forces 80% of the world into debt slavery must be demolished. We're winning, folks. This is all a good thing. Trust me. Africa's leading this fight against slavery. The overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya was a wake-up call. It turns out that even the U.S. general in charge of AFRICOM refused to fight against Gaddafi when he found out he would be allied to the very same Al-Qaeda jihadists his comrades were fighting against in Iraq. The British and French secret services were behind the jihadists, according to French journalist Thierry Messiaen. Gaddafi's fall awakened his enemies. Blacks were once again massacred by Arabs, even if they were Libyan nationals, and reduced to slavery under the insensitive eyes of Western victors. The poor African states, economically supported by Libya, collapsed, starting with Mali, and Malaysian blames obedience to the Americans for France's loss of its African allies. Despite their isolation, the Satanists, of course, are fighting tooth and nail to stay in power to avoid justice through the usual combination of terror, murder, identity theft, bribery, and blackmail. They are nevertheless freaking out because their attempt to genocide their way out of trouble this time with bioweapons and toxic vaccines is failing. Even the corporate propaganda media is admitting that only 17% of Americans are now brainwashed enough to take the vaccines. It is amazing even such a percentage remains. We have 17% stupid people in America. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control itself, CDC, are saying 1 million mRNA COVID shots for teens will prevent 0 to 1 COVID deaths that will cause 100 to 200,000 severe, but they will cause 100 to 200,000 severe side effects. The studies are also showing the risk of myocarditis and autoimmune disease causing inflammation of the heart, and that is 13% higher amongst the vaccination, no, 13,000% higher among the vaccinated as compared to the unvaccinated. So the vaccinated have a 13,000% higher chances of having a heart attack than the non-vaccinated. When top CDC official Carol Baker was asked how to deal with the unvaccinated, she said, "We will just get rid of all the whites in the United States," she said. That's what she said. She said, "How are we going to deal with the unvaccinated?" She said, "We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States." Even the head of the World Harm Organization, who I call the World Health Organization, it's really the World Harm Organization, the international terrorist, Tedros, has admitted he personally is not vaccinated. Well, folks, just like the Yakuza has their list of vaccine pushers, JAG is after their own vaccine pushers here in our country. The CDC chief medical officer, Deborah Horry, they arrested her near her home in Athens, Georgia, enforcing a military arrest warrant, saying that Horry, among other despotic CDC personnel, was a pinnacle player in imposing new COVID mandates and convincing hospitals to artificially inflate COVID-related hospitalizations. But after spending 3 days tailing Horry and observing her daily regime, investigators reportedly caught her while she was taking a leisurely walk in Dudley Park, a 24-acre tract of tranquil woods and fields 70 miles near northeast of her workplace, the CDC Atlanta headquarters. When they displayed their credentials and their warrant, a stumped Horry glanced at the documents, and she didn't understand what was happening and demanded the name of the judge who signed the warrant. Investigators replied, "Vice Admiral Darce Crandall had signed it." She said, "Who's that? You'll soon find out." our Marines said. They explained she was being detained as an enemy combatant and therefore forfeited all rights and privileges afforded American citizens, and informed her that she would be held at a JAG facility ahead of facing military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay. They handcuffed Hori and escorted her to their vehicle. She'll stand trial for treason. The charges, he added, stem from audio and video files documenting how Hori cajoled hospital administrators in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey to treat all patients presenting respiratory ailments as COVID-19 positive without confirming the presence of SARS-CoV-2 or via a PCR test, that thus the hospital falsified statistical data by assuming anyone with a cough or a cold has COVID-19. Hospitals then use falsified figures to justify mask mandates. It's a tactic the deep state employed during the start of the pandemic. According to my source, Hori imposed these demands on at least 8 hospital administrators in at least 60 days. 5 needed a little convincing and told Hori they would happily, but others told Hori they'd happily comply. To reinforce the case against Hori, undercover investigators visited 4 hospitals and reported a surge in COVID-19 admissions and overcrowded COVID-19 wards. There were no COVID cases at any of the hospitals, my source said. I can't say which hospitals or who they spoke to because some of them will be indicted, and other witnesses against or witnesses against Hori. Rochelle Walensky's successors, he said, have steadfastly sought to further her legacy, directing the nation toward an eternal medical martial law. So, the deep state bioweapons and vaccine campaign is blown up in their faces. The Khazarian Mafia are now using microwave and other weather warfare tools to try to use climate change to terrorize the world into submission. The weather warfare is also for money laundering. That is why the U.S. experienced 23 separate billion-dollar weather and climate disasters in the first 8 months of 2023, the largest number since records began. The money mostly gets lost in administrative fees, but you know where that goes. It goes into the grimy little hands of deep staters. This is outright theft, said my source in a video, and he told me that the Maui resident says that FEMA took away all the stuff that the local people were giving out on the side of the road. They took it all away from everyone. Why? For more evidence that climate change is fake. You know, Sky News of Australia reported Lee notes that CO2 is 0.04% of the atmosphere, and human beings are responsible for 3% of that, you know, 0.04%. It's like saying there's a granule of sugar in the harbor bridge. Clean the bridge, it's dirty. The fake Biden administration is even telling the world his government is going to increase the number and intensity of extreme weather events. They said it right on the video. Biden read from his script saying, "We will increase the number and intensity of extreme weather events." Then suddenly in Libya, oh look, more climate change, huge floods there. Was not only a natural occurring disaster, as we know, but the 2 dams were collapsed on purpose by the Khazarian Mafia as a warning not to cut off free Libya oil from Europe, they explain. The Khazarian Mafia is also still desperately trying and failing to censor the truth. Ian Sams, a spokesperson for the White House Council's office wrote in a memo in editorial leadership at a major news outlet that the Senate inquiry into Biden's crimes has no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong, which should set off alarms for anybody in any news organization. Even the propaganda CNN fact check of claims during the Biden impeachment inquiry confirms the Bidens received $20 million through shell companies. FBI informant complains or claims that he received $10 billion bribe. Joe Biden participated in talks with Hunter's business partners. Six banks submitted 150 reports of suspicious activities. Biden's got crime all over the map. And they show how newfound interest in truth is too little too late. Another example of failing censorship is the attempt to ban a documentary about drug mafia-controlled leaders. The truth is winning. In a recent example, Tucker Carlson has amassed over 367 million views on his interview on X with Argentine president candidate Javier Milei, a libertarian who wants to abolish central banks. Let's see how long he lasts. I hope he lasts. Another example is a social media post revealing an extraordinary amount of money Bill Gates profited from the COVID pandemic and is viewed millions of times by at least in the past 2 days. The popular X account, Pelham, shared the post writing Bill Gates purchased 1,380,000 shares of BioNTech, Pfizer's partner for mRNA COVID shots in September of 2019 at the pre-public offering price, $18 per share, just months before the pandemic was announced. Gates dumped his stocks in November 21 on average sale price of $300 per share on the same day, he said. We need a new way of doing vaccines because the vaccines didn't stop transmission despite all his previous claims to be the contrary. Also, Dr. Peter McCullough exposes the entire Kazarian Mafia World Economic Forum syndicate to the European Parliament in a viral video that is all out that you can see. But in these circumstances, the rats are turning on each other, as they always do. If you have the time, check out the detailed article of facts where former Leszczynski administrator official speaks to National File. Leszczynski is accused of money laundering, stealing American money, persecuting opponents, cocaine use, selling his weapons, taking Russian money, and more. That's the name of the article. Kazarian Mafia trafficking children is also being exposed. The Ukrainian government and NATO uses fronts like Phoenix and White Angel to illegally kidnap and sell children. Ivan Bakunov, former head of Secretary of Service of Ukraine, authorized the Phoenix organization to conduct forced evacuations of children from terrorists near war zones and gave direct order to take the toughest possible measures against citizens unwillingly to voluntarily surrender their children during the so-called evacuation events, according to Polish intelligence sources. This is what they've been doing in Ukraine. They've been taking the kids away from their families. I can't make this stuff up. Admiral Antony Rodarkin, one of the key NATO advisors to President Zelensky and Commander-in-Chief of AFU Volodymyr Zaluzhny, are also involved. They say Ukrainian residents were being forced to hide children in basements and abandoned apartments to avoid having them kidnapped and trafficked to look at how absurdly evil the Ukrainian regime has become. They are creating special uniforms for pregnant women fighting in the front lines. Special uniforms. So when that baby's born, they'll take that baby. I can't make this stuff up. Khazari Mafia has even started to show their faces despite the Jewish costumes. Do not be fooled. They are Satanists. Why are they allowing children to be trafficked across borders? Not only our own children, but other people's borders and other people's children. Nobody mentions the 60,000 Ukrainian children who simply disappeared, says Colonel Douglas McGregor. It's time to restore the rule of law. We have to crush the criminality. We have to return integrity to the elected process. And most people in Washington are reminded of those we used to punch out at bars for entertainment. Don't be afraid of these people, he says. Meanwhile, in the U.S., President Joe Biden advertised that he works for when he kissed John McCain's memorial in Vietnam. McCain was executed for treason. In another public admission of evil, the avatar Nancy Pelosi told Anderson Cooper Vanderbilt on CNN, "I'm more reptilian and cold-blooded than human," she says. Right on CNN. By the way, it looks like Senator John Fetterman has also now been replaced by an avatar. His forearm tattoos are gone. So you know that's a body double. The original died from jabs, which induced a stroke, CIA sources revealed. Then we look at Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. She's looking like Lozinski. Maybe she's on cocaine too. She's been sniffling these days in public. The obvious criminality and compromise of these leaders is forcing people to wake up and fight back, even in the formerly brainwashed West. For example, police arrested an armed man posing as a federal agent when he infiltrated John F. Kennedy Jr. event in Los Angeles. This means that even if the Secret Service won't protect him, local police will. In New Mexico, local police refuse the World Economic Forum puppet Governor Lujan Grisham's attempt to disarm the citizens. In Chicago, black residents are warning that illegal immigrants are being brought in and giving the vote in order to disenfranchise Americans. So, hey, I'm glad, because they're bringing them all in, and these illegal citizens, they should protest. In the UK, the government's being forced to give up on the 15-minute city agenda because nearly all these cameras were destroyed by, over 5,000 people refused to pay the fines, and they're destroying the cameras. In Holland, dozens of politicians, government officials, and police chiefs and other traitors are being forced to resign. Even the mainstream media is beginning to realize the number of aware people is now thousands, not thousands, but millions, and they are being backed by lawyers now. Many lawsuits against criminal minister Mark Rutte and his criminal gang are revealing the country is in fact run by undemocratic private World Economic Forum. In Israel, too, an undeclared civil war is underway as tens of thousands rally the Israel far-right cabinet for the 35th straight week. 35 weeks they've been rioting in Israel, folks. Israeli patriots have also alerted us that this coin, on their coin, it's showing, on their coin, it's 10 shekels or whatever the coin is, but you see a plane with the two twin towers. That's what's on the back of the coin. It's the twin towers of New York and a plane. If U.S. military fails to deal with the criminals who hijacked their government, the rest of the world is getting ready to take action against theirs, and even on the U.S. mainland, in some sign of some sort of military move against the United States is possible, military delegates from China, Russia, and most of Latin America and many other countries are parading in the streets last week in Mexico to show their support of solidarity to fight the deep state. Well, folks, I'm just letting you know there's been some misunderstanding about stem cells from some of my patients and some of my students. So I want to do a little review about stem cells because in a few weeks I'm taking another group down to get stem cells in Mexico. We do it in a very ethical way. The baby is fine with the mother. Even after the baby leaves, is the only time they use the umbilical cord and the placenta. So I just want to let you know and talk to you about stem cells right now. Many of my listeners wanted me to review this and report on stem cells because I have so many patients. I'm taking in a couple of weeks some patients down to Mexico. So let me just tell you, I was born and raised in Florida, and I want to refresh our memories about America's oldest city. America's oldest city is St. Augustine. And back in the day, coming ashore Ponce de Leon, a Spanish explorer, claims the territory for the Spanish crown because he saw many flowers in bloom and dubbed his discovery La Florida, the land of the flowers. But what drove him on was his search for rejuvenating waters that would give new life and youth. He is going on the dream of fabled writings of Alexander the Great and many legends over the centuries that followed. Alexander is said to have come across healing waters of paradise. And since then, stories and legends abound in the years and centuries to come about such healing waters that would restore a man's youthful vigor, do exist somewhere that exists. If one were to fast forward from history to modern medicine, we might find a certain procedures do have restorative properties. This is especially true when we talk about stem cell therapy. There seems to be promising results where stem cells help restore torn ligaments and joints like the knee and shoulder repair. The jury is still out if stem cell treatment will help everybody. However, there are some stunning results of these individuals that are very pleased with the treatment. And I'm going to repeat the follow-up on one particular case. This is from WebMD, an April 2017 article about the success story of George Chung, a 55-year-old of Los Angeles. And he could keep up with the skiers for decades younger than him, taking on difficult slopes for hours and hours at a time. Skiing was my passion, he said. But at 55... pain started and the bad news came. He had severe osteoarthritis and the wear and tear type on both knees. Doctors suggested surgery, but he chose instead an investigational treatment of an injection of stem cells. 2 months later, after the first treatment, he is out of pain. And he'd been in pain for various degrees for over 6 years, he says. But then the pain stopped after he got the stem cells. Now, 9 treatments and 3 years later, he's back to intense skiing. Last year, he also took up long-distance cycling, completing 5 double-century cycling rides and earned the prestigious California Triple Crown Cycling Award. Treatments with stem cells, which can grow into different types of cells, are booming in the United States and an estimate 500 or more clinics in operation. But this is just part of the story. What I'm learning is that stem cell therapy has the greatest chance of success if a larger volume of them, the greater numbers, are used. Yes, it's a numbers game. But also equally as relevant is the types of stem cells used. First, let's make some distinctions. In the case of George Chung, the treatment team extracted stem cells from Chung's fat and bone marrow. These are from the patient's own body and are referred to as autologous mesenchymal stem cells. In the U.S. and Canada, Australia, most of Europe, this is the only type of stem cell treatment available, is the autologous stem cells taken from your own body. This is because the regulations that prevent administration of cultivated mesenchymal stem cells from another donor that's outside your body. So the volume of numbers used in this procedure of autologous stem cells are very small. So you don't get the numbers with this. But the more mesenchymal stem cells, the more rapid and complete the repair. And there was a way to introduce large number of stem cells to the body. You know, is there a way? Well, yes, that's possible if you go outside the United States. Many people have asked what's the difference between stem cells in the United States and other countries overseas. Well, autologous mesenchymal stem cells are the kind you get in the United States, and they only come from your own body. And that's the problem, because you can't get the numbers. The problem with autologous is that they do not replicate fast enough when they're cultivated, so you don't get the numbers. But in the U.S., Canada, and Australia, most European countries, these are the only types of stem cells available. This is because of regulations that prevent administration of cultivation of mesenchymal stem cells. The autologous mesenchymal stem cells available typically are derived from fat or bone marrow. The problem is no replication of the cells, and you can't get enough of them to make a difference. The fat and bone marrow is extracted in a painful manner and then put into a centrifuge to separate liquid from the tissue. It must be administered on the same day. Less than 1% of what is administered is actually mesenchymal stem cells. If you have an autoimmune disease, then you don't want your own stem cells, as they are not working properly. Then you have an allergenic reaction. But in order to get the right stem cells in another country, they have to be allergenic. So allergenic, these come from a donor. In our case, when I take my patients to Mexico, it's from the umbilical cord or placenta tissue from a live, healthy birth. After the baby's born, the mother's with her child. The placenta and the umbilical cord are already detached. Everybody's happy. Most people worried that donated tissue will produce mesenchymal stem cells that the receiving patient would reject. This is not true, as mesenchymal stem cells lack human leukocyte antigen, or HLA. So they don't have those antigens. The mesenchymal stem cells have what is like an invisibility cloak to the immunity system that's not recognized. They're too primitive to be recognized. It is similar to getting a blood transfusion from an O-negative universal donor person. Everyone can use that blood. These allogenic mesenchymal stem cells are best for autoimmune diseases because they are from the youngest tissue possible that has little to no immune system interaction at all. This means they work the way they should work in everybody and help reprogram the receiving patient's immune cells to work properly. They are great for healing and anti-aging because they are from the youngest tissue possible, and their telomere length is at full length. These mesenchymal stem cells replicate the fastest, which means more mesenchymal stem cells to use. Now, we need to talk about allogenic mesenchymal stem cells, and this procedure is done in several countries, but not here in North America, but some places in like Mexico and South America and Asia. These stem cells come from a donor. As I've said, the ideal source is from the umbilical cord and the placenta tissues, where my patients get their stem cells. It's from a live, healthy birth. The mother and the baby are fine and gone home, and then they take the placenta and and umbilical cord left behind, and then that is taken to a different lab to make the stem cells. The baby and mother are fine, they're at home, and their placenta and umbilical cord are taken to a different lab hours, sometimes days later, to make the stem cells. So our bodies will not reject them because mesenchymal stem cells lack the human leukocyte antigen. These mesenchymal stem cells, again, I'm saying again, are not recognized by the immune system since they're the youngest tissue possible. This means they will perform the way they should and help reprogram the receiving patient's immune cells to work properly. These mesenchymal stem cells replicate the fastest. And just understand that to get into more in-depth understanding, we need to see them as the mother of all cells. They are referred to as mesenchymal stem cells, but also called medicinal signaling cells. They're like your own body's doctor because they target inflammation and guide the healing of the underlying tissue. They can guide the regeneration of cartilage, ligaments, muscles, bone, and soft tissue. In the brain, they help the brain get rid of toxins and heavy metals, which is the only way you can get toxins and heavy metals out of the brain. But that's a special procedure with intrathecal injection into the spinal canal, which flows between the tailbone and the frontal cortex, all up and down, and they help clean out the brain from toxins we build up that causes our dementia, causes our Alzheimer's. This is all part of your natural healing, but when we get old, we lose our stem cells. Now, they live on in your capillaries, and they're performing all these services like it's like a little octopus that wrap around the capillaries, and they constrict or control blood pressure, and that, you know, these parasites, they turn off some of the capillaries that may cause inflammation, but the stem cells will go and get rid of these parasites. And of course, when the stem cells detect inflammation in the area, then they release a rush to the area and act like a manager on the construction site and figure out what is causing the inflammation. And then these stem cells release signaling proteins, which are neurotrophic factors and exosomes, to guide your body to heal like it did when you were a little kid. They will then guide the removal of scar tissue first, which is usually preventing the healing. The scar tissue is like having a bad foundation that your normal healing process can't build upon. No more scar tissue means your body can finally heal. Whenever there's a problem, they identify it, these mesenchymal stem cells, and decide themselves what type of tissue is needed to regenerate that part of your body and start guiding the cells that are needed to do the job. So I'm getting up in my years. In November, I'll be 70. And I've been worried about my body's ability to repair, especially my brain. And it seems like whenever I had minor injuries, it took longer to heal. Then it seemed like other problems were approaching on the horizon. I have had prostate inflammation, and I certainly did not want to get cancer or have my prostate removed. And so all these little problems, I knew that the mesenchymal stem cells were the way to go and to help me get rid of these inflammation problems. And in fact, just like the prostate, it did. Unfortunately, your body starts producing less of the and in lower quality. And that is one of the reasons why every medical problem tends to become more difficult to cure as the years go by. Your hair thins, your muscle and bones become more fragile, and your prostate loses the capacity to regenerate tissues. And, you know, the PMS and, you know, all the different things, menopause come on, like in women. But that's leaving you with a lower quality of life and a lower quality of, you know, erections and sexual enjoyment and lower quality of sleep and painful and frustrating and problems that prevents you from urinating and all those other things that most people don't like to talk about. Okay, these are old people problems, but old women problems nevertheless as well. They do pose a concern. Things like hot flashes, low sexual desire, arousal, or menopause, all these stem cells, you know, will help resolve, and you'll get those more youthful behaviors back where things repair faster, things are more enjoyable. So we have to remember that over 15 million cells die in your body every second of every day. When you're young, they're replaced right away. But in your golden years, in your older years, your body loses the ability to produce more of these vital cells little by little. It's a slower, slower, slower process. So if we're living in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, you wouldn't have any chance but to learn to live with the symptoms and just go the rest of your life and just accept your dire destiny of old age. But not anymore. Nope, mesenchymal stem cells research took a huge leap in the 1990s, and scientists discovered they could stimulate the mothers of all cells to guide regeneration of bone tissue, cartilage, muscle, and these other functions, not only in the brain, but in both women and men, to make our lives just a little bit more enjoyable all the way through to our golden years. This meant it was a big, huge deal for me and opened a whole new myriad of possibilities for treating all kinds of diseases and ailments for my patients. Even Dr. Arnold Kaplan, in 1991, published results of his studies in the Journal of Orthopedic Research, September issue, and in it he says, mesenchymal stem cells divide and their progeny become committed to specific and distinctive phenotype pathway, phenotypic pathway, a lineage with discrete steps, and finally end-stage cells involved with fabrication of a unique tissue type, cartilage, bone, you know, brain, etc., is generated. Your prostate is built with muscle tissue, thus it can be regenerated with mesenchymal stem cells. Years have passed since the roaring 90s. More and more scientists around the world have conducted studies of their own, and the results point to the same place. Mesenchymal stem cells can be used to regenerate and revitalize every part of your body. This is a fact. To heal joints, mesenchymal stem cells are miraculous. To bring knees, shoulders, and hips back to normal working order without pain. Mesenchymal stem cells are able to guide the removal of fibrosis, scarring, and cellular repair tissue of most affected areas. Mesenchymal stem cells are attracted to inflammation, in which they are like managers on the construction site, telling all and formatting all the rebuilding to happen properly, just like he did as a child to heal much faster than adults. Same way you can have that again in our adult years. Mesenchymal stem cells can reprogram your immune system to help reduce type 2 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, restore the muscles of the heart, negative effects of aging, multiple sclerosis, ulcerative colitis, just to name a few. With type 2 diabetes, mesenchymal stem cells can reprogram the immune cells to protect the pancreas instead of attacking it. This will drop the blood glucose levels and the AIC. With rheumatoid arthritis, mesenchymal stem cells will reprogram the immune cells to protect the joints instead of attacking them. This will reduce and eliminate the pain and then build the cartilage back. With multiple sclerosis, the mesenchymal stem cells will reprogram the immune cells to protect the brain and spinal cord instead of attacking it. This will allow lesions to heal and restore neuroconnectivity and brain signals and to flow uninterrupted, reducing or eliminating symptoms. Ulcerative colitis will reduce the inflammation and reprogram the immune cells to protect intestines and colon instead of attacking them. Naturally, pain will go down. What follows is the elimination of all fibrosis and allowing repair of the tissues. To reduce the negative effects of aging, mesenchymal stem cells, all have anti-aging capabilities. And, I can go on and on and on about this, but I discovered this, and, if you're interested, you can always go to themastersurvivor.com and send me a note. It is pricey. The only place you can get mesenchymal stem cells from an outside donor is only one location in the United States, and the cost is astronomical. You could buy a house for what it costs to get those stem cells. Certainly, you could buy a car just for a minor treatment. But where I take them, I used to take them down in Costa Rica, then I took them to Panama, and they were still expensive there. And then I took them to Mexico, which were half the price. So now I'm taking them to a place in Mexico that has an ethical way of processing them, and it's a good lab. I've checked out the lab. I'm working with that doctor. And that's affordable, but it's pricey. Okay, most patients, usually pay $5,000 for a treatment or more. Okay, if you're not going to pay $5,000 or more, then, we can't really do much for you, because you got to get the numbers of the stem cells to make it worth the trip. But mesenchymal stem cells have been shown to produce extraordinary results against autoimmune conditions and reduce the age effects of aging. So I'm just telling you what, it's really exciting that I'm not waiting. October's going to be a turning point for everybody in the world. We're going to see with our eyes what's really going on for the first time. Many things that are going on behind the scenes, most of the public hadn't been able to see. And we're going to see that, and I'm going to keep reporting this on this show. I will be doing next Sunday's show, but the following Sunday I will not be on that show, because I'll be in with my patients in Mexico getting mesenchymal stem cells. Okay, so next Sunday I'll be doing that show, but the following Sunday the 8th, October 8th, I will not be doing that show. I'll be doing the show on October 1st. October the 8th, I will not be doing that show. So I won't be doing my show October 8th. So I can't say enough about the stem cells. Right now, I'll be going over some of the tools and all this. It all boils down to signaling. And quite frankly, just in a couple of months, I'm going to turn 70 years old. It's quite obvious that I am in the retirement age category. I know people that are older and have gotten mesenchymal stem cells, and they've had a revival and a surge of health and enthusiasm. And I wanted that too. However, before, I couldn't afford the treatment that George Chung got to rebuild his knees. And in order to get the higher numbers, he returned many more times for follow-up treatment. But that was really expensive. But he had all kinds of insurance. For all these procedures and total expenditures, it was well into the six-figure range that George Chung spent. That's here in Los Angeles. Six figures, folks. Now, he got his stem cells from his own body, and they do that here. But for several years, I've helped my patients, like I said, in Costa Rica, taking them down there. But now I've got a more affordable place, and I was excited and really thought long and hard and deep before I got my first treatment and went to Mexico and pondered. I helped other patients get their stem cells, but I never could afford it. But they did better, and I always wanted it. But I was younger then. You know, that was over 10 years ago, maybe 15. And I'll have more next week. Come back to next week's show, and I'll be telling you more news about what's going on. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracies Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crick, Rick, and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Health,